Today's episode, we are going to be busting myths. This, the myth of the manhunter. How females in prehistoric times were huntresses pretty much in the same capacity and facets that men were. And then I'm going to be going through a couple of really amazing finds that contributes in this study. Stick around, like, subscribe, enjoy the ride. Cue the music. This episode, just quick housekeeping, is sponsored by Caesar Archivum. That is my jewelry company. And on brand, you know, one of our top selling products is our longsword. You know, we're developing more. Just check that out if you want. Come and join the Patreon. We're a cool bunch. Anyway, also, I have been reading out some reviews on the podcast because I love you. I just wanted to read out some of these beautiful comments. One was from Nicole Hero. She says, "You're so proud of him," and it just oozes from the screen. "Truly so, so sweet. I'm happy you have each other." That was from the episode with my dad, and I really appreciated that comment, so thank you for that. I do love him a lot, and vice versa. And then Leslie Shepherd said, "Girl, the intro is fire," which I appreciate because I made it myself, and I think it's pretty badass. But thank you all for the likes, the comments, the five-star reviews. The last three podcast episodes have been, you guys have just been loving. Anyway, thank you. All right, so now that that's out the way, let's get stuck into this. You can have a look at this study. It's open source, it's online, it's available for free because the gals, they made it open access. It's peer-reviewed as well. Anyway, it's on PLOS1. How many scholars are there actually? There's a lot of scholars involved in this. 96? Is that right? 96 scholars. Whoa. Oh no, that's just the references. Anyway, the point is, what this study has done is it has taken a whole bunch of prior studies and brung them together to conclusively, at once and for all, bring the idea that women were warriors. And this is like a two-part conversation because there's so many women that are like, yeah, we knew this. Me being one of them, I was like, oh, finally, science has caught up. We love it when that happens. But then there's a lot of questions. And so I'm gonna try to, like, I guess, decode this to science because we're celebrating on today's episode, okay? We reached, I think, 12,500. Is that right? Maybe wrong. Over 12,500 on YouTube, which is great. I love you all. And here's to that. And here's to science. Ready? Oh, I don't want to do this. So, the sexual division of labor, or the concept that, you know, women went off and hunted and pillaged and whatever, and the women stayed at home in the houses, kind of paradigm that we've accepted. And I do have thoughts on where does the paradigm come from, but I'll save that for like the latter section of the conversation. But the way that we view like gender roles in our modern kind of realm is not the way that the world has worked for like a lot of history. And this article takes all the evidence surrounding that concept of the woman stays in the home and the man goes out, and takes all the evidence of the facts that the women most definitely did both and the men most definitely did both in the millions of years that we've been developing as a species, takes all that and puts it into one review. That's why a lot of people, when I posted this on TikTok, were like, Ella, I thought we already knew this. Yes, we did. Because the studies that I looked at, some of them are from, you know, 10 years ago. This is a review of all of those studies in one place to like conclusively come to like some myth-busting equilibrium or whatever you want to call it, right? If some of these studies sound familiar, that's why. Evidence from the past 100 years, so they've looked at evidence, again, from archaeology, anthropology, blah, 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 different dig sites, different remains, from 100 years supports the archaeological finds that women from a broad range of cultures intentionally hunted for subsistence. The results of this study says to the stereotypes of the patriarchy, which is hilarious, and we love that because the patriarchy hurts everyone, remember? Men included. I love men, but men are hurt by the patriarchy just as much as females are, okay? It's a stupid system. It doesn't work very well. Look around, like Trump. You get, anyway, the point is, Look, this discourse in subculture, pop culture, I think is where it's most dangerous. If you, like, I mean, look, I don't have a microphone. I have like a lapel microphone. And yes, this is a podcast. And yes, I'm a female. But like, I don't know if you can see my big fancy degrees up there. Like, and I like to read books. But there's a lot of people that like will just jump in front of a microphone and start being like, biologically, blah, 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 women are this and men need this and blah, da, 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 da. Science doesn't check out, babes. Just dropped. So, you know, this viewpoint kind of is wrong. It's used as an excuse for abuse. In my opinion, I'm thinking of Andrew Tate, right? The bloke's just been convicted of all the crimes that we were all aware that he had committed, right? Yet he was allowed for, what, 2-3 years? 4-5? I don't know. To sit in front of a microphone and sell a course to young boys, telling them that women need this, women need that, blah, 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 because biologically, no. Anyway, he's in prison now, so he's not the top G, but the bottom G, I'm assured, because he did, it, in fact, commit horrendous crimes. Do you see what I'm saying? But, like, the impact that that has on the internet and, therefore, the broader scope of the society that we live in, that's not very good. The point is that this is fact. Citations included, right? People just spitting ideas about, like, biological needs and roles and whatever. Show me the evidence. Show me that you know that the mitochondria is the powerhouse of a cell. Show me that you didn't sit in the back of the class playing with the Bunsen burner. Okay? Show me that you know that there's organelles in it before you tell me what my biological needs are. Thank you very much. Don't know where that tangent came from. Maybe some pent-up anger or something. Okay, so, again, as I mentioned, the methodology for this study was to take from a database which has... Okay, so the database is an ethnographic atlas, and it contains detailed information on over 1,400 human societies. And so they use that database of all these societies throughout time, which is a lot of societies. They then had a look, dug a little deeper, and took specifically 63 of those societies that were relevant to the study. And I'll like insert a picture of the map to get a diverse look at the world as a whole, if I can ad lib. They didn't just focus on like one area of the world. They focused on multitudes around the globe. Not much in Russia, but you know, it's cold there. So like I can imagine archaeologists maybe. Anyway, there is, yeah, Africa, Asia, Australia, North America, Oceania, whatever. There's everywhere, right? Pretty much all over the world. Again, except like clearly Russia, it was not touched or not used in this. I don't know why. Probably would have been very cold by then. So anyway, they had a look at that, they compiled data, they analyzed, then they reanalyzed on studies that had been reanalyzed. So let's get into the discussion, or the introduction, if you will, on some of the prominent discoveries that we used in this study. So one is the 9,000-year-old burial located in the highlands of Peru. This burial was 9,000 years old, okay? So that's an old mummy. This included a adult female that had alongside her a toolkit that consisted of stone projectiles and, I guess, animal processing, butchering equipment, right? Now, researchers previously assume that stone projectiles buried alongside males are hunting tools, right? Pretty much that's just it. Like, if it's a male skeleton, they're like, yep, cool, he was a hunter. But when it's a female, it's like, oh, what if? And then they start getting all creative. But like, why? And so that's what this study says. Is why do we do that? Because it's pretty clear that, anyway, so what they did was they went in and then they looked at the available... Look, I'm not a scientist, but I assume it was something to do with microscopes and probably DNA. Genomes. the study of genomes, whatever. Anyway, so that's just one. 9,000-year-old Peru lady. Again, I've mentioned this in the past. I have an episode on Queen Aman Irenas, who was from a long lineage of female warrior queens in Nubia. I've done a episode on Olga of Kiev. And if you go back, you'll find episodes on a multitude of different women. Like Tamiris of the Masajitai people come to mind, right? They were literally they were known for their projectile skills. And then what also comes to mind is there was a recent find, which it was basically, why did Homo sapiens or like modern humans outlive or outsurvive like the Neanderthals? Like we definitely got into bed with each other for sure, because and the Denisovians, but there is this now new study that proposes due to different finds that it was due to projectiles, right? And the good thing about projectiles, and we're talking about arrows, right? Stone throwing things, slingshots, I don't know. Just anything that, like, bow and arrow, right? Because it does not matter at all your physical size and strength in hunting. If anything, it requires strategy. It requires intuition. It requires training. It requires sleuthing. It requires being able to understand droppings and scats and tracks. And you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? ADHD girlies. City girls. Anyway, wow. Note to self, do not take shot before trying to deconstruct scientific journal. The point is that if you eliminate the hand-on-hand combat, which for some reason, I feel that that's like what people have in their mind when they think of cavemen. They're like, oh yeah, they wrestled the hippopotamus. No, they didn't. Okay. We've got spears, spear throwing. We've got archery, sort of stone throwing. All of these women from history that we never talk about happen to be from, not all of them, that's wrong. But like, I'm just thinking about like Queen Aman Irenas. They were literally by the Egyptians called the archers, I believe that's what, or like prolific at archery, right? Tamiris, who ruled the Eurasian steppes, her people rode on horseback and were prolific archers. Because when you're at distance from whoever or whatever you need to kill, it's irrelevant the size of your frame. Then there was the 11 females that were associated with big game hunting tools. Then there were the 27 sites which had evidence of big game hunting with females. There were a plethora of tools, and even tools associated with not so much hunting but warfare, because it turns out that women were warriors and arguably still are. I love that quote, like, whatever you can do, I can do bleeding. It's like, I literally remember being like wheeled out of like my first birth, which I almost died in, like trigger warning, whatever. And I was like, that was war. I remember like literally saying to like the man that was wheeling my like little hospital bed thing, I was like, women are warriors. How do we do this? And so I feel like when you have experience, that was my first one. The second was just the same. I was like, holy crap, like we are strong. What I'm saying is that none of the girlies are confused by this, but the boys might be. Okay. So anyway, they took all this data from years and years and years of study, and they also have taken data that was previously not correct. So for instance, there was one burial out of the many different individuals that they studied that was just always assumed to be a male, because it was from the Viking era and she was buried with a sword, which was a soldier's burial. That's obviously not the correct term because of the time, but you know, the men of the time were buried with their weapon. So they just assumed. Anyway, then they went back and did actual analysis and they're like, oh shit, this is a girl. And then they were like, oh, well, it's probably just for decoration, right? No. Anyway, I'll get to that. With all this data from all over, women hunted properly in 79% of the analyzed societies, regardless of their status as mothers too, which I would love to add is important. So like, it didn't matter if they were if they were not mothers, and then in turn they were mothers. And I, ever since I've had kids, I've said this. I've been like, look, if we were in a village, I think I would be sort of the one out doing the like protecting of the village and like the hunting and stuff. And then like in your village, you've got like your nurturers, which arguably, anyway. So 70% of the female hunting appears, or, you know, with extensive research, it was intentional. As to opportunistic killings of animals, so that refers to, oh, she was out picking berries and a giant moose attacked her and she somehow managed to kill it. That's like opportunistic. That 70% of the time, that's not the case because science. So they also were able to reveal with this data that women were very and are very actively involved in teaching hunting practices. So that was an extremely important, obviously, like survival knowledge. And in my Maori side, we had an oral history. So, you know, everything was passed down through the elders. So this is why it's like kind of like not big news to me, because like in my upbringing, the women were warriors. And I feel like anyone with any splash of indigeneity, any splash of like, how do I put this? Flavor, maybe? None of this is a shock. None of us are shocked, you know? So the findings found that women, even in foraging societies, were skilled hunters and played instrumental roles in the practice. And that debunks the long-held perception of women belong in the kitchen because who's going to get the meat? You know, big, big deal. Couple of questions I got on my TikTok, which I will now add, this is my personal opinions alone, was a lot of people want to just blame religion, I think, in just like as a, like they're just like, oh, it's because of religion. And whilst I do agree to an extent that religion does play its part in the patriarchal society situation, I feel it is a much, 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 much deeper and more complicated topic. The first thing that I would like to say on my opinion as to why in this day and age in 2023, oh Lord, there is these weird sort of skewed and not biologically accurate. Like if we were to look at the ancient data and how we've been for most of humankind's existence, and then look at things like the Industrial Revolution and the propaganda post-World Wars 1 and 2. Like approximately 120 million people died. That's on the upper estimates of World War 2, right? The post-war propaganda, when we've got everyone, you know, experiencing PTSD, we've got depression, we've got this, we've got that. Repopulation was a really important thing. And also like this like American dream. And I feel like that propaganda, for some reason, is what everyone thinks, like 30s through to, well, not the 30s, maybe like the 50s through to like whatever. For some people, it's still the dream, you know, to have lots of babies and the mom stays at home and dad goes to it. I feel like that's kind of where we've regressed. That's how I would put it. Because that's one facet. Obviously, there has been, I mean, you could also argue that, like, even coming out of the Roman Empire with Constantine and, like, the Middle Ages and that development. But then, you know, this, I don't know. Like, a good example of how nuanced it is if you look at ancient Greece, right, where they worshipped, like, someone like Artemis, the goddess of the hunt, someone like Athena, or Athena Nike, who was, you know, a goddess of strategy and war. She's, you know, like they had goddesses in their pantheons. Even in ancient Greece, you had Athens and Sparta. Sparta, women had rights to own property, all the rights in the land, right? I think, except for having hair after marriage. And then you look at Athens, women got shit all, right? And then there's various periods, like for most of the Egyptian empire, women had great, you know, freedoms, again, female deities. And then, yeah, like, so then you look in the Middle Ages and women were being burnt at the stake for being witches. But What I think I'm coming to is that throughout the periods that we just sort of maybe think in the Western world that were so oppressive to women, I am learning that that is miscued information intentionally, because I have a whole Word document of influential women throughout history. And I'm not talking prehistoric. This article that I was reading out, that's looking at prehistoric societies. I'm talking about recent history. So many female leaders. And it's almost as if the history books have been rewritten to completely eradicate that and to make it seem as if a female leader was an anomaly, when in reality, And I think a really good example of that is the everyone knows Cleopatra, right? But how many people know of the Nubian kingdom and how many warrior queens dominated for literally, I think, and this is off the top of my head, like for 4,000 years that kingdom thrived? 4,000 years. And women, my point is that you can't blame one thing on why women's power has been suppressed, because it's a complicated, long-winded thesis probably. But I think really the takeaway is that women have always been powerful, and that's why I do think that, you know, we have these uprisings. Look at Iran. Look at the strength of the women in Iran right now, like the revolution that and men too. This is not like like there's this instinct to fight against that oppression. So yeah, that's my answer to the question, like, what caused the patriarchy? Money, power, greed, capitalism, more so, because people will always go to the religions, and yes, they have a very big part to play, of course, but at the root of a lot of them, what is the motive? Money and power, maybe? Control, maybe? I don't know. And I think this also, like, broadly is just not, this is not about women. This is about, like I said, this is about every human on every spectrum of the, you feel like maybe we need to stop this. If we thought more not in dichotomies, not in black and white, not in binary thinking, but more on a spectrum, girl, we'd be so much better off. It's everything. Anyway, I'm this whole podcast episode is just one big rant. I'm just going to leave it there. Again, thank you for joining. I don't even know if I got a decent point across in this, but I would suggest going and reading the article. I would suggest watching my previous episodes on female warriors. And if this resonates with you as any form of human being, well, there you go. Because it's what we've come from. It's who we are. Anyway, thanks for joining. I'll just see you next time. Please like, subscribe, comment, I guess, or a question or whatever. Bye.